Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate that you listen to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and also leave us some feedback. Rate us. Give us a review. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Didn't win a game last year. Should have won the Oregon State game. I wonder how much different their year would have been had they won that early season game against Oregon State. Like, if I'm on the Portland State team, I'm kicking myself wondering how different the year, the season would have been had they won that game at Oregon State. Bruce Barnum, he's the football coach at Portland State, and he's joining us now. Do you still think about that game?
We've addressed exactly what you just said, John. First off, thanks for having me, and hello, Northwest. But we got punched in the gut walking off that field. I went to the locker room, John, and I made a mistake as a head coach. I thought my leadership could handle it, you know, going into game week and the next week. But it was a daze because we honestly felt that day, you know, that we could football-wise do what we want. We had some things go wrong, you know, in the kicking game, et cetera, et cetera. We lost the game, but it was a gut punch that I didn't get my team revived going into the next week. So did we talk about it, address it? Sure. I mean, I'm learning from my past. I'm not forgetting it.
Bruce Barnum with us, Portland State football coach. I had a chance this summer to be around your guys for a week. And I got to tell you, like, spending some time around them, they've got great energy. They're all positive. They're excited about the season. There wasn't a lot of dwelling on 0-11. How much better can you guys be this year?
The plan, John, when I first got this, we met in 15. I knew you from the radio, but you didn't know me from Adam. I had a 5-year plan. They gave me a chance. You know, we had a great year, year of glory, and I lost a lot of dudes, the student athletes that played and were very good and went right to the NFL. But the plan right now, we have to make vast moves, you know, better ourselves, better the record, show vast improvement. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not good with words like you. And then the next year, make a run at it, win it all, because – you're going to see sophomores and juniors out there, you know. I took a few high school student-athletes that first year. And right now, I mean, they're coming to fruition. And I banked them because if I did get out of that interim gig, which I was expecting, I wasn't going to go all JC. I wanted them on my team. And, you know, right now one's a preseason All-American. So it's the right people, and I like what we're putting together.
Bruce Barnum, Portland State coach, is with us. Talk a little bit about that temptation when you become head coach, because I hear it from a lot of coaches. You can go sell out all the way and go after the community college kids. You can find some balance. You can say, no, I'm going to take my licks and I'm going to commit to young guys. What is the temptation there? What's the right balance?
I think you have to see the whole picture. You know, if you want a quick fix, and it's dangerous with our society. You know, everybody, you push reset. The kids learn it on their, you know, their Xbox, everything they do. I'm losing, bam, start over. And go the transfer in the junior college way. But I saw the 5 years. I knew I was going to take heat. This is my heat year. I didn't think we're going to go 0-11, John. We shouldn't have, but we did. And I saw that as my heat year. We were going to get beat up. But the next 2 years, the people would start, you know, believing in me again. And it's been interesting because that plan is there. We are establishing great recruiting classes here. And we're going to win games. But it's been interesting, you know, seeing the bandwagon people. And I've got some who, I mean, they believe in the plan more than I do. You know, so it's interesting. I know now, Coach Canzano, why when you see a head coaching job open and it says head coach experience required, I know exactly what that AD is thinking. It's a learning process, but I like where we're at.
You got to play most of your home games out in Hillsboro. As a coach, you've got to spend that positive to your guys, like, all right, we're going to be anywhere, anytime, right? But the long-term mission, does Portland State need a permanent solution stadium-wise?
Yes. Yes. Simple as that. To my team this year, it's all in the presentation, you know. You want us to be a nomadic team, we'll be it. We'll embrace Hillsboro. Hillsboro's already embracing us, and we'll make it work. But we have to, you know, whether I want to do it here on campus, but I think there's too many people that don't want to cut some trees down and, you know, do it here. I think you could build a nice little stadium right here on campus where the practice field is. The one everybody believes in more than that is the Lincoln High School situation there. But if we're not going to, now I'm overstepping my bounds, I'm getting in trouble, but if we're not going to, you know, challenge Paulson and the Timbers to get back in there, we need to do something.
Yeah, I think you got to have a home field, and I think you got to have it within a walk of your campus. I mean, you've got students who want to walk over. You got to make it easy for them. Like, you can't pick them all up before the game and drive them to Hillsboro, can you?
No, it's too many buses.
Yeah.
And I know how much a bus costs.
Bruce Barnum with us, Portland State football coach. All right, you look at your schedule. You have Nevada. Then you have the game with Oregon. What do you want to get out of those two games besides the obvious? Like, yeah, you'd love to win both games, but what else do you want to get out of them?
The obvious is they're money games. I need that paycheck to make not just my, you know, football team. It helps this athletic department, you know, and that's just FCS football. In the future, I'd love to get that down to one. But right now I've got two. It's going to get me just under $1 million. And I try to do it this way. I try to get Oregon paid us more. You know, Oregon's a hell of a lot faster than us. I'm sure you're aware of that. But, you know, then you choose one like Reno or, you know, not a lower level, but a Mountain West, so not a Power 5 school, hoping that you can maybe sneak that one. You know, I want to see my team, though. I want to see if things do go bad, how you're going to act. I want to see you play till the last, you know, 60 minutes. I want to see a team fight. I want to put on a show for the crowd. And again, we will enter those games, and same thing we did last year, and we almost got one. We're not. They're going to have to beat us. We're not going to lose those games before we get there.
Bruce Barnum with us. Give us the strength of this team. A couple of the guys that I got a chance to spend time with were on the defensive side of the ball. Your starting quarterback from last year was out helping out at Camp Exceptional this summer. Good kid. What's the strength of this team going to be?
Well, we're better. My coaches have done a heck of a job. I reshuffled. I cut bait. I made sure the locker room was right. And every position, John, I go through them every day. We talk personnel constantly. We're better at every position, whether that student athlete grew in the weight room and because of my PT's peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. It's not quite the training kit that you would want, but it's working. And it's a talent. We brought another good class of talent in. Offensively, our tight ends are mature, and I've got a bunch of them. When I get in the red zone, I'm going to be bigger than you, and I'm going to score touchdowns instead of kicking field goals. But look at it all. I have a new kicker. I watched him today. He pulled his groin slight coming here before he got here, but he's fresh now, and I just saw him make 10 out of 10 today. Quarterbacks, I brought one in. I mean, I can go through it all. Wait till you see one of my wide receivers. He looks like Goliath. He's probably one of the – or Zeus, one of the best bodies and speed I've ever seen. But we had to work. My guys worked. He wrestled. He didn't even play football. We knew him in high school. We kind of suggested, you know, you can go here to Pierce College and wrestle and not play football and nobody will see you. But Emmanuel Dagby, I mean, every position got better. Defensively, The scheme's different. It's going to make you be one-on-one up front. It's going to pressure you and get you to throw the football. We're going to play man behind it, and every once in a while jump to a zone and try to make you throw it to us. You know, but everywhere on the field that I look, we're better. So hopefully that gets rid of that donut from last year.
Yeah, that didn't feel good. And I know you made the comment of like, you know who your friends are. You might note that you're still being asked to come on this show. I know not everybody.
I know that.
Not everybody's calling you.
That's a profession, John. You know this profession. Yeah. You know? What have you done for me lately? And I love that. Maybe I'm not real bright, maybe too many concussions early, but I love that pressure. I do. And I'm enjoying football right now like I did back in 15 because I am more involved in the offense, and I love scoring points. That's what gave me this chance to be on the Canzano show. But I'm excited. My team's acting 11-0, not 0-11. That's the first step.
That was really interesting. One of your guys, I'm not going to name his name because I think he might be a little embarrassed by this, but it was one of your defensive players. I said, who do you guys open with? And he said, we have a scrimmage against Nevada. He didn't know it counted. And the other players all looked at him like, have you been hit in the head too many times? That's a real football game. I don't know if that was like, that's a blessing in one way, because he's so locked in. He's like, you know, he's focused on fall camp, and then whoever shows up, he's going to play. Or if, you know, he really didn't know it counted. I don't know.
Right. Well, what you just said reminds me of Alex Cressa my first year. Alex Cressa, you know, they're talking about Washington State. They're talking about how we haven't beat Montana, haven't beat a Pac-12. We've never, you know, on and on and on. Montana State, we've never beat this team. He's like, who are these people? You know, we're pretty good. Let's go.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a good one. I didn't know that.
All right, Bruce Barnum, Portland State. You get Nevada. What do you know about Nevada? They were 3-9 last season. That's all I know about them. And then you get Oregon. Those two games we talked about a little bit, but what do you know about Nevada in that opener?
Nevada. They've added some guys on offense, coaching-wise. They have one wide receiver I know can run by everybody in their league, so we're aware of him. They run a defense we won't see a lot of, like the 3-3-5 look. We play at night, you know, in Reno. It's going to be warm, but it's a team that, or a program that Chris Alt has been the godfather of. You know, I know he's still around there, and they used to run the ball, and they had the Kaepernicks, and they beat Boise and celebrated, yada, yada. But it's a little influx that way as far as offensively what they're doing, so. But they've got it down there. They're building just like everybody else, and they've improved a lot. So we're going to go down there. We're going to bust down night before. Next day, play a night game. Then we're actually going to stay down there one more night, come back, and we'll have an extra day to get ready. We go down to Eugene, actually, the day of. So while everybody's getting their more mimosas and the red drinks, whatever they drink in the morning, the Caesars and Bloody Marys, will be on the bus heading down and go against, you know, Barney Ball versus Cristobal. So, but they're fast. You know Oregon. I mean, more people in the state and nation study them than America. So I actually get a lot of information on their personnel just by watching the World Wide Web.
Coach, your conference season is not a cakewalk either. You've got the Montana State, all that. It's very front-loaded, isn't it, when you look at your schedule?
It is. The first five, we have five teams. We have one non-league in there, lower division. But the first five, you got Idaho coming back down from the FBS, and we have to go there in the Kibbe Dome. We've got Montana and Montana State. You add those three to our, you know, Reno and Oregon. No, the front part of my schedule is a gauntlet. But play the game, you know. I'm not gonna. I won't address that side of the season with the group, you know. But we have to win a couple in that early part.
I've always wondered when you go to play a game at Nevada, it's not uplifting landscape when you go in there, kind of like maybe going into Ogden. It's this, you know, is that the same way when you go to play those games where, like, mentally you're on a bus, you're getting bussed in, you're looking out into desert, or you're taking a bus ride on the day of the game to go to Eugene? How do you manage the psychological part of that with your team?
A lot of presentation, John, honestly. The hotels we stay at are top-notch. The buses are the best I can find. I get three. You get your own seat. The camaraderie on that bus has worked. We flew to some games. My years after my year 2-3, everybody's like, "Oh, let's get them on a plane. We can't have them on a bus. That's ridiculous." My kids didn't like it. So the mantra right now is, let's roll. The kids, I wouldn't say excited to get on a bus, but they're. Some of them are. Some of the vets, they'd rather do that than fly because there's a lot of good. I take care of them, especially on the way down. Once the game's over, we get on it and come home, but we leave early. We have an Americana tour that we talk about. You know, we're going to be eating at Wolf Lodge Steakhouse when we go to Montana. We're going to do something preseason. I'm not going to do it early in the season just to get them out of the fiefdom of Portland State. And see, parts of this country. Everywhere we go, I try to show them something different. But that helps the bus trips. You have to talk about it that way. I told you, we still have bitch police. You don't bitch in my program. I don't care what our resources are. They're better than somebody else's, and they're ours. So enjoy them and run with them. But... that's worked so far. My guys, I told them we have this year 5 bus trips, and they did double backflips. They're disappointed on the Oregon trip because we bust down the day of, and they know when we get to a hotel, I feed them like kings, the night before, not the day of. Day of, all we have is a club sandwich and a little tiny cup of soup. I want them to play hungry, but after that game, they're getting a couple racks of ribs and a pizza, and we try to make those trips. Maybe not fun on the way home, but comfortable.
You're making me hungry over here. I don't get a rack of ribs after the show. I don't get pizza delivered to me. I just leave here. I eat out of a vending machine and I go home.
Well, there's a guy up the hill, Tim Boyle. He does the clothes thing. He's done a pretty good job with Columbia.
Yeah.
He helps me out with food. I mean, he makes sure. He says, "What's it cost to feed your team?" And after he hears me and kind of rolls his eyes, he helps me out, so I'm able to do that. So there are some people that believe, and they're helping us with a lot of stuff.
Do you mentioned earlier that there were you know who your friends are after you go 0-11? Would that disappoint you? Like, even though it comes with the territory, is there some part of that where you go, I thought those people had my back?
No, maybe when I was younger, maybe when I was younger, John, but even in that season of glory, our first year when we won 9 and went to the playoffs, it probably kept me a little more steadfast because I looked at my team and I knew the plan that was coming and I knew there were going to be some lean years. I just lived through 2 of them. But no, if I worried about that, I wouldn't have a job in this profession.
I also remind you the year you won 9, I was betting against you too.
Yeah.
So I was against you when you were good. I'm with you when you're coming off 0-11. So I must be loyal.
You are. But I might need you to start, tearing me up a little bit. Fire me up.
Bruce Barnum on the hot seat joining us here on the show. Hey, Coach, I appreciate you and I appreciate your honesty. You're always candid. You're always fun as an interview. And good luck to you this season. We'll talk to you down the road.
Oh, no. And honestly, we should do this once, twice a week, John. We could call it, Barnum's Acid Burning.
If you win games, you'll be on once a week. You and I, we didn't talk last year. Did you notice that?
I did, and it's for a good reason.
0-8, we got nothing to talk about. Yeah. All right, Coach, I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right.
All right, yeah. Take care. There he is. I told that to Mike Riley once upon a time at Oregon State. He was like, John, we used to be on every week. I was like, you got to win some games. Nobody wants to have you come on and be like, well, you know, it was just another one. You know, I would love to have Portland State on, as a regular part of the show, but at 0-7, 0-8, 0-9, we kind of just went, there are other things to talk about. That's what you're fighting if you're Bruce Barnum, because the front-loading part of the schedule has him playing, you know, Nevada, Oregon, and then the meat of the Big Sky schedule. Leave it right here. You got the bald-faced truth.
Ducks, Beavers, Vikings. The best Oregon college football coverage this fall is on 102.9 and 750 The Game. Presented by Frost Brewed Coors Light.
Extremely long with Bruce Barnum, the Portland State football coach. He's interesting. He's not typical of what you get in any capacity, especially not in sports radio with an interview. He is not at all sterile. He's not at all typical. I think he's pretty authentic. I like that about him, but he's got to win some football games or he's in trouble. If you want a podcast of any of the interviews on today's show, make sure you subscribe to the Bald-Faced Truth Radio Show on iTunes. This brings us, of course, to What Were They Thinking?
Time now for What Were They Thinking? Brought to you by ShopStrange.
Well, what were they thinking last week when a couple of golf experts came on this radio show and said, well, Tiger Woods, he's not really going to matter in a major tournament ever again. He's just grinding along, playing them out. Look, I'm not ready to say this is the old Tiger, because playing a great round of golf, finishing second in a major, that's not the old Tiger Woods. But I'll tell you what I did see. I saw a glimpse of hope. I saw a glimpse of competition. I saw a guy who's clearly taken some steps in the right direction, and he matters. But anybody who said Tiger will never matter in a tournament, in a major tournament again, what were they thinking? All right, leave it right here. Coming up next, I will tell you about the two things that I like and hate most about Oregon and Oregon State's fall camps in football. We got football.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald-Faced Truth.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald-Faced Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald-Faced Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.